Hi, I'm Tanya Prince, and today I'm going to be interviewing Sue Beer, who is an EFT master and one of the organisers of the EFT Masterclass Conference, which will be in October in London, UK. So, welcome, Sue.
Good morning, Tanya. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So, what are you going to be, let me get that question right, actually. What is the EFT Masterclass to start off with for people who are not aware of that?
Yes, well, the EFT Masterclass is a big event, which this year we're holding in central London. It began, is it 5 years ago? Yes, I think it's 5 years ago, and attracted people from all over the world. So I think we had people from literally sort of eight different continents who came to the first Masterclass. And we brought together as many people as we possibly could who had something really important to say about EFT and tapping at that time. And we just really had a fantastic time with people from all over the globe, getting together, networking, joining in, learning together, in a fantastic kind of stimulating, exciting, friendly atmosphere. And we've carried on since then. So we've had a masterclass, an EFT masterclass, every October since the beginning point, which was 2006.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone who's interested in that, you know, before we go on and talk about what you're presenting at the masterclass, they want to have information about that, where would they go?
They need to go straight to the website, which is www.eftmasterclass.com.
All right. Now, I know you're presenting there this year, Sue, and you've got a very, very, very interesting topic there. I think a lot of people would be very interested in.
Yeah.
Tell us more about what you're presenting.
Well, what I'm really, really looking forward to doing this year is a presentation, or it's a kind of mini workshop, really, and the subject is Tapping into Love and Power. Mm-hmm. And this is a subject that really interests me, because as a practitioner, or I mean really as a therapist over many years, I've literally sort of seen hundreds, or you know, possibly thousands of people transform in really major ways, from being, you know, limited by the ways they think about themselves and the kind of problems that they're showing up in their everyday lives, to, you know, going off and doing fantastic things, like, you know, setting up their own successful businesses, traveling all around the world and talking to people and writing books and other things, like having babies and expressing themselves through sports and, you know, lots and lots of different things. So what really interests me is, how does that happen? You know, what is it that we seem to be able to tap into as we release our limiting beliefs about ourselves? And what I've kind of concluded is that there's a sort of like a, there's like a universal energy of love, which is ours to reclaim. And when we do that, we're able to express our power in positive and fulfilling ways in the world. So this is something that absolutely, you know, lights my fire. So I wanted to share it with people at the masterclass this year.
All right. So how would you do that with EFT?
How do we do this with EFT? Yeah. Well, this is the absolutely amazing thing, that we're able to do so much more with EFT and the tapping than we have been able to do. Let's think of a world really as sort of before EFT and after EFT, if you like. that's kind of how I think about it. We're able to literally kind of question ourselves in ways that get to the heart of the matter with EFT, so that we're able to just see clearly, almost as if we're a sort of objective observer looking in from the outside and see, okay, that's how I construct that problem, that's how I limit myself, it's because I think in a particular way, it's because I believe, you know, X, Y, or Z about myself. And then we're able to actually use the tapping to clear the way that way of thinking shows up in, you know, in our physical bodies, in the lives that we create for ourselves around that, in the relationships that we have. And then, you know, then not only does our whole kind of internal world change, but, you know, it has an impact on the external world. And I, as somebody that has worked in therapy before EFT and after, I cannot say how valuable the tool of tapping is in order to actually affect real change, not just the theory of change or kind of a nice idea that we think, yeah, okay, I get how that works. We're talking about actual real change here that seems to happen through the process of tapping.
Yeah, because there's a real difference between having a theoretical understanding of that and really feeling it, isn't it? And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I think, that's the bridge that EFT has allowed us to cross, really. It's a sort of the difference between the theoretical understanding and the actual practice of change, you know, really in our lives, you know, now and into the future in a lasting way.
So you're talking about them really getting connected to that kind of energy that goes with love.
Yeah, absolutely, which is kind of, it's there and it's never gone anywhere, mm-hmm. and it's ours to reclaim. This whole subject is really the stuff of my book, which has come out very recently, Healing mm-hmm. the Addicted Heart.
Yeah.
And much as I would like to, you know, present the entire book at the masterclass, it's, you know, it's just not possible in terms of time. But what I'm going to be doing, talking on this subject of you know, love and power, tapping into love and power, and how we kind of re-plug ourselves back into love is one of the sort of the key pieces of the book that I'm going to focus on and bring to the masterclass this year.
Would you say love or lack of or not feeling love, or not feeling it, is the root of a lot of problems for people then?
Since I mean, I don't want to give away too much. But you know what you've just said is really the nub of the matter, and what it comes down to is it's trauma that mm-hmm. in different ways, not necessarily big ways, mm-hmm. we're traumatized through our lives, and at that point we shut down. It's like we've literally got a connection to love that we disconnect at that point. We think, I'm not worth it, I don't deserve it. Not consciously. We don't go around sort of consciously disconnecting ourselves from love and deciding these things about ourselves. But somehow that seems to happen at certain points in time, and then we will go into the future living from that place of a lack of love. And in the process of that, we give away our power. It's like love is the thing that gives us positive power to actually take action in the world. And we don't necessarily know how we've done that, because we can do it on the basis of something that was seemingly so small, like a, you know, what I call a mini T trauma, that we don't even consciously have it in our memory. So it's like, in a way, we're all suffering from memories that we can't even remember. Some of them we can, mm-hmm. but with EFT, it doesn't actually matter whether we can remember something or not. We have ways of working with both kind of with the effects of both, really. So again, this is something that absolutely fascinates me, and I consider it to be an enormous breakthrough in you know, the ways that we can work using tapping.
Yeah, now you mentioned trauma there. Now I know a lot of people think trauma are these huge, massive experiences.
Yeah,
they have,
like being an accident or a fire, or you know, or, mm-hmm. or a rape or something like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of like, you know, every man's or woman's kind of thinking, isn't it, when we talk about
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not, it's really not necessarily the case. We can, you know, as when we're tiny and vulnerable, we can be traumatized by the look on somebody's face. Mm-hmm. We can be traumatized by the tone of somebody's voice. And when I say traumatized, it's not just kind of like, you know, my judgment of that. Something happens at a physiological level in our systems, and we literally do freeze, and we make decisions that are then, you know, not necessarily conscious to us, as I said before, at that kind of point in time. So that each of us will have many, many sort of pivotal points in our lives that create who we think we are, really. And then, of course, based on who we think we are, we express ourselves in alignment with that. And most of the time, once we've lost our connection to love, we think we're very small and you know, not very good at things. And you know, the fact is, it's simply not true. And I know that from, you know, from my experience as a practitioner, seeing, as I said at the beginning, really, you know, seeing hundreds and thousands of people transform, and you know, having had the joy of seeing that, it's kind of been, you know, my great, well, job, but it's, you know, meant job in a really, really positive sense, to sort of try and work out how that happens, so that we can share it and we can have more of it.
Now, you're talking about love. Now, I know many people have parents who love them to bits, but it, you know, would it, what would you say about the fact that some people in that situation don't actually feel loved? What would you say about that?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting thing, and it's not uncommon. You know, I've certainly come across that kind of situation in my practice, and what we have to do is always start with what we do believe about ourselves. You know, regardless of what the circumstances, you know, may have been, if we believe I'm not lovable, that thought, that belief won't have come out of thin air. You know, we won't have just sort of, it won't have kind of descended from the clouds and landed on us. At some point, we've constructed that in response to something that happened to us or gave us the opportunity to make a decision at some level about ourselves. So the great thing that, you know, with EFT is that we can always work with the way that we do feel about ourselves and the way that that's showing up in our present day lives. And, you know, we kind of welcome the complexities like that. You know, it's that's the great thing that we're able to do. We're able to affect change, whatever the kind of the material that we present to ourselves now. And I really believe that.
So do you kind of have an example where someone may have decided they weren't loved? A kind of typical example of that kind of thing playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have difficulty picking just one example, really.
Very common problem.
Because it is just such a, you know, it is just such a common thing that... I'm thinking of an example of somebody that I saw recently who I asked her to pick something that was happening in, you know, present day time, something, you know, that she would say had upset her or hurt her or that she felt angry about, and she chose an example of knowing that a particular friend or acquaintance was having a birthday party, but she knew that she hadn't been invited to this particular birthday party, and she was upset about it. And so we did some tapping on the feelings about it, and the feelings sort of reduced down, and then I asked her to complete the, you know, a sentence, which was that, you know, X upset me because, you know, she didn't invite me to the party. And that means that...
I'm going to just stop you for a second, just to let everyone know there's a wonderful guest we have, which is that dog in the background.
She's appreciating yeah. The story.
Yeah, and I am as well, so...
Yes, she's sharing in the painful feelings of hurt, which this lady was describing. So I asked her to continue, you know, and X didn't invite me to the party, and that means that. And she filled in the rest of the sentence by saying, I am not lovable. So she'd gone from an enormous leap from an event that was happening in present day time, which by her own estimation, she wasn't that bothered about. She didn't know this person particularly. And it wasn't really that much of a surprise that she wasn't invited. But when she added on the fact of the situation, she added onto that, and that means that, it gave her a belief, which was, and I'm not lovable. And in that moment, she kind of surprised herself by realizing that it was such a sort of strong connection that went much deeper than the present day experience. And kind of in her surprise, it was almost like it opened up a kind of door where she was able to remember an event from way, way back, when she was 5 or 6, and an aunt had given her brother a present the aunt was visiting, and she'd brought presents for both, and she wanted the present that her brother had been given her, and she'd completely forgotten this event. It wasn't important, but in that moment she was able to sort of reattach these enormous feelings of hurt and rejection that had gone with that particular event, and we were able to actually release them, and it gave her an enormous shift in the way that she felt about herself in present time. And it just came from a really quite sort of simple, innocuous beginning point of working with something that was troubling her right now. But nothing troubles us right now unless it has its roots in something else, which is unresolved. It's like everything is sort of like replaying unresolved conflict from the past. And I absolutely believe that, because I've seen it happen so many times, over and over and over again. So it's like everything that's happening now is giving us an opportunity to heal something at a deeper level.
Yeah, and the interesting point you made is she didn't make that connection herself.
No, nor would she have done, you know, because that's kind of the way that we stitch ourselves up. We continue to have ourselves wrapped up in our, you know, our problem states and limiting beliefs. So, yeah, I mean, that's just that's a kind of an example that, worked in her case, but it's typical. It's typical of the way that everybody does it.
Yeah.
So in a way, the undoing of all this kind of stuff, the way that we keep ourselves away from love and power is actually much simpler than we think. We're always looking for great big things and thinking that it's out, the solutions are out of our reach. They're not actually. They're right in our face right now in all the everyday stuff.
Yeah, and I just so much go with you on that concept and idea, because I've come across it myself so many times.
Yeah.
It's not something difficult that we have to go out and grab it. We can get it by changing ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like the so-called elusive unconscious is actually playing out right in front of us right now.
And giving us a wonderful opportunity,
Yeah.
If we can only notice it and become aware of it.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, thank you for that.
The dog agrees too.
I know, imagine getting in there. I think he's kind of wanting to be the star of the show. So, how do you see the future of EFT, Sue?
I think there is no stopping EFT now. Mm-hmm. I think that there's so much momentum that has built up. There's so much good that's happening from it, and so much change that it's out now. And I'm just absolutely looking forward to seeing it more prominently in schools, in medicine, in our everyday lives. It's kind of what Gary Craig originally wanted. Do you remember that when he used to say, I want a tapper in every household? And why not? I think that is happening now, and I absolutely honestly believe that it is changing the world. And it's so great to be involved in something like the EFT Masterclass, which has been very much part of that and will continue to be. And that atmosphere, when everybody comes together, you get sort of lots of people from all over the world, sharing in this. It's the most amazing thing. It really is the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Well, I'll put it out there. I'd be totally with you on that, because, I've been to the Masterclasses and there's a tremendous energy there.
And
did they also call it the synergy of like minds as well? There's just a wonderful feeling of everyone there.
I think so, yeah. I mean, and obviously there are fantastic presenters and just fascinating topics and all that kind of thing. But it's part of just everybody that's there, isn't it? It's almost like a sort of osmosis thing, if you can be there, it's such an experience. It's amazing.
Well, can you give the website address for those who'd like to follow up and have a look into what's happening at the Masterclass this year?
Yeah, sure. It's www.eftmasterclass.com.
All right, then. Well, thank you, Sue. I really appreciated you taking time out to give us some information on your presentation, and thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.